From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Later tonight, the Antichrist and ETs. Here's what's happening. Police in a quiet community about 30 miles outside of Chicago investigating after a family of four, including two children, their three dogs, were all found dead in their home. The two adults, the two children, and the dogs were found with gunshot wounds in their home in Romeoville, Illinois. Police do not consider the deaths a murder-suicide and are investigating the incident as a murder. The son of imprisoned Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arraigned in Chicago on federal drug charges following his extradition from Mexico to the U.S. for international drug trafficking late last week. The Department of Justice said Oviedo Guzman Lopez was arraigned in federal court. President Joe Biden made his case before the U.N. General Assembly that the world must remain united in defending Ukraine against Russian aggression, warning that no nation can be secure if allowed to be carved up. Let's check in with online columnist Dr. John Curtis. John, what do you think of his speech?
Oh, I've got a few thoughts on that one, George. First of all, Biden's speech was a belligerent speech. It's warmongering at its best. I mean, look at the fact that he believes still that this war can go on indefinitely with the U.S. taxpayers footing the over $200 billion bill right now. And Zelensky, who's a manufactured PR guy, a salesman, is pitching that if we don't support, if Ukraine, quote, loses the war, get this one, that this is going to create World War III. Biden does not, everybody knows that NATO is the institution in Europe that's designed to defend NATO countries from any kind of an assault on democracy. War battered and bankrupt Ukraine is not defending democracy in Europe. So the notion that Biden is promoting is that Putin is going to run roughshod over all of Europe is preposterous. He would never go up against a NATO country knowing that he would be facing not Ukraine, but all of NATO. And then you have Zelensky simultaneously delivering a speech, referring to the Russians as terrorists now, and the New York Times today publishing an article saying that the missile that struck the open market in Ukraine that Zelensky continues to say was a Russian missile was a Ukrainian missile that went astray. Zelensky's known this for weeks, and this tells the real story about Zelensky. He wants U.S. tax dollars because his government is bankrupt. They cannot pay the ordinary salaries of anyone, including Zelensky, without U.S. tax dollars. So that's what the U.S. is dealing with right now, and no one has really woken up yet except for Trump, who said he would end this war in 24 hours.
You think he would, John?
I do. I certainly do, because he would pull the plug on Ukraine funding, and this war would be over with. They would have to go to the negotiating table. And don't forget, you know, I'm not the only one saying this. Lula da Silva, the very respected president of Brazil, said that Joe Biden is the one that provoked this war by arming Ukraine to the teeth. And remember, all the talking points from Biden are this was an unprovoked and unjustified war. Well, if he didn't arm Ukraine with lethal weapons, Putin would have never crossed into Ukraine's territory.
John's website, onlinecolumnist.com. U.S. home building sank in August, dropping 11.3% from July levels as mortgage rates stayed elevated amid lingering inflation. Here's Charles Kappas, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, with us here. Not good news, Charles.
No, and they keep raising rates, George. I mean, this is the lowest level since 2020. and it's about down about 15% year over year. But they're going to keep raising interest rates probably for the 11th time tomorrow at the FOMC meeting. And home builders, you know, they've been offering a lot of incentives, mortgage buy-downs, things like that, but it's not working much. Mortgage applications are down about, you know, the lowest we've seen in 30 years. And around the country, I think people are canceling a lot of home purchase agreements. We've seen that. But residential sales right now are down about 20% this year.
Wow.
And we know inventory has been low nationwide since most have mortgage rates less than 6% or even 2 and 3%, not 7%, whatever it is right now. And so right now the inventory is about half of what it normally is, maybe 650,000 homes. But there's another reason that's important that's contributing to low inventory around the country, and that's the Airbnb short-term rental market.
That's right.
In other words, instead of selling homes, people right now are listing homes on Airbnb short-term or vacation rentals. You know, and people can work more and more remotely, and this is also squeezing the long-term rental market and causing a lot of high rental costs for working people, like Howard Bloom and Mitch talked about that last week, you know. So Airbnb, I mean, it's been around for about 15 years, but it really took off in the COVID years, and right now they have about 1.5 million listings. It's up about 23% this year, fivefold since 2016. And, you know, people saw an opportunity to make some money as rentals. And so many people have taken out loans based on property income or the cash flow. These are not personal income. These are known as DSCR loans, debt service coverage ratio loans. And these are usually at higher rates and much higher risk right now. And so, you know, we're seeing a major bust coming in the short-term rental market with Airbnb, things like this, because bookings are down about 50% right now in some areas, Texas, Tennessee, about 30% overall. And Phoenix may be the worst. They've seen a 60% revenue decline in recent months, really overbuilt there. But now you have cities that are actually banning short-term rentals to bring down the high rental costs and housing costs, places like New York, New Orleans, Palm Springs. And this is being supported by the hotel lobby. So it's all very interconnected, you know, home builders or rentals, interest rates. And as short-term rentals lose money, they'll be forced to sell these homes with these risky loans. And this shadow inventory should bring down, I would think, bring down most home prices that have been inflated in the past few years, bring some affordability for new home sales, the rental market, and so on. And also I could see a buying opportunity here for real estate, especially if they stop raising interest rates. I guess we'll see about that tomorrow. But anyway, there'll be more on that in my next newsletter, but that's where it is right now.
Sign up for the newsletter by going to idpconsultinggroup.com. Thanks, Charles. After spending nearly a year in the International Space Station, record-breaking astronaut Frank Rubio said he would have declined his space mission had he known he'd be in orbit so long. He would have declined it because of family situations. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Let's set another record. Get out your laptop, get out your phone, and go to the website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs next with us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. I'm going to give you a toll-free number to call for assistance, by the way. These are people taking notes to what Pharmacist Ben or what Doc Wallach says when he's on. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just keep that number always with you. And the website, of course, CriticalHealthNews.com. We will begin calls earlier at the half this hour, and then full hour of calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs next hour as well. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications, formulating nutritional and skincare products for years now. And here he is, Ben Fuchs. Hello, Mr. Fuchs.
Hello, Mr. Norrie. Good to talk to you again.
What's new with you?
No, just doing my thing, traveling around. I just got back from Dallas. I did a nice talk, longevity talk in Dallas. I'll be in California in a couple months, running my pharmacy. Same old, same old.
How was the talk received?
Oh, it's always received great. There's, George, such a need for the kind of things we talk about on this program. I mean, you hear the listeners and you get the emails. There's such a dearth of information coming from the mainstream. And clearly the mainstream orthodox what passes for orthodox wisdom in terms of medicine doesn't work. We got more doctors, more drugs, more devices, more hospitals, more protocols than any other culture in the history of mankind, and simultaneously we're the most obese. I don't know if you just read the obesity statistics that just came out a couple days ago. The most diabetic-ridden, our life expectancy is dropping every year. I mean, it's crazy. The medical strategies, the medical protocol, while it excels in terms of heroic medicine, when you get hit by a car, you get a rock falls on your head, is a complete and utter failure when it comes to lifestyle diseases, when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases, which make up 80% of our health costs and our health misery. And so when people hear this kind of information, it's almost like, you know, when I do my talks, I can see their people's ears going boop, 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 kind of paying attention to what we're talking about here. Because people know that what they're being told by the mainstream just flat out doesn't work. And so when people start to hear some these alternatives, and that's what we're talking about here, is options, they're alert. They want to know.
I've always believed that a mixture of alternative with modern medicine is the best mix. What do you think of that?
There's a need for modern medicine, clearly. You know, I was
absolutely.
I'm a pharmacist, and I don't really like long-term, the kind of drugs people stay on long-term. I don't suggest them. But I always tell people, make sure you got some pain pills sitting in your medicine cabinet. Thank God for antibiotics. I was just reading a history of medicine book a couple of days ago, and they were talking about how they had to do kidney surgery in the 16th century. Can you imagine doing kidney surgery in the 16th century with no anesthetic? People would die of the shock just from the surgery.
Absolutely.
So today, modern medicine is clearly miraculous, and the things we can do when we get parts of our body get cut off and they can stitch back on are miraculous. But in terms of quality of life, in terms of helping us maintain our quality of life and longevity, it is an absolute and utter failure because we're missing the basics. The basics are nutrition, George, and not just nutrition, by the way. Exercise, breathing, spirituality, mind power, mind-body, the mind-body connection. This is being missed by the mainstream, although I have to say it is changing.
They're talking about getting at least 5,000 steps in a day. It's good for your health. What do you think of that?
Heck yes. Movement is so darn important. You know, the body is an electrical system. While we talk about chemistry all the time, nutrition being chemistry, at the most foundational level, we are electrical beings. And when you move, you generate an electrical charge. Stagnation is always the enemy. Stagnation precedes disease, whether it's stagnation of the blood or stagnation of the skeletal system. So movement is so darn important, George. And this is why breathing is so important, by the way. When you breathe and your diaphragm goes up and down, you propel the blood through the system, and you generate these electrical charges that run the cells of your body. And while nutrition is important, clearly, and how we eat is important, at the end of the day, we are bioelectrical beings, and walking and stretching and exercise, jumping up and down on a rebounder, the Canadian Mountie exercises that you do every morning,
yep.
All of those are vitally, vitally important.
Absolutely. I've got a friend here in St. Louis, I'm here through the holidays, who has two friends who have died in the last 3 weeks in their sleep, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they seem perfectly healthy. They were normal, he said. Late 50s.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
what causes somebody to die in their sleep?
Oh, my gosh. You know, yeah. I don't know. That's
I mean,
tragic.
The actor Ray Liotta, same
that's
thing happened to him.
Yeah. Well, he was a smoker. You know, Ray Liotta was a smoker. You know, a lot of times, you know about sleep apnea, I'm sure. A lot of times we don't get oxygen when we sleep.
You suffocate, basically.
Yeah, we suffocate, basically. And that's one of the reasons why people wake up in the middle of the night. You know, you ever hear people say they wake up in the middle of the night?
Yeah, that happens. That's
yeah,
right.
When you wake up in the middle of the night, that's usually the end result of a surge of stress hormone, cortisol. And a lot of that has to do with sleep apnea and problems breathing. But also, if that happens, if you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep, try a little protein before you go to bed to keep your blood sugar stable. A little bit of Fit Shake if you're going to use longevity products, a little bit of protein before you go to bed, or a hard-boiled egg, and that'll keep your blood sugar stable.
You've got something called Sleep Ease, which is pretty nice. It's
love
natural.
Sleep Ease. You know, Sleep Ease has a really cool ingredient that everybody knows about for sleep, but they don't realize, a lot of people don't realize, it's an anti-aging ingredient, and that's melatonin. You know, everybody knows about melatonin for sleep. Most people know about
that's
melatonin.
Right. All natural, all natural.
Melatonin is an anti-aging, anti-stress cortisol-balancing hormone. Now, you have to be a little bit careful with melatonin because it is a hormone, but as we get older, our melatonin levels naturally drop, and so taking some melatonin before you go to bed is not a bad idea if you can't fall asleep, and plus it gives you great dreams, too. And by the way, melatonin is great for your skin, too. Melatonin, the word melatonin.
Melon.
Yeah, exactly, from melanin, from the pigment. So melatonin is also a wonderful skin protective substance. You can use it topically, or taking it orally can help prevent photo damage and photo aging.
As a pharmacist, have you ever personally, I know you'd never stopped, but have you ever not wanted to not give somebody a prescription because you didn't think it was right?
Never. That's not my, I don't take that. That's, you know, I hear that periodically. You hear pharmacists don't want to dispense, don't want to give out.
That's not their job.
That's not our job to decide. I don't decide for anybody. I don't even judge anybody. You know, I don't think it's a smart idea to stay on antihypertensives or pain pills or, you know, medicine long term. Medicine is there as a Band-Aid, and you want to take it and then get off of it. But I don't judge anybody if they want to use the medical model and they want to, you know, continue with their lifestyle and just take medicines to kind of stave off the symptoms. But it's not a smart idea.
Emails are in for you. One is from Betty from, she does not say where, but she's suffering, and this is right down your line with skin.
Uh-huh.
She says, I've got pimples all over my arms. What's causing them?
Oh, my goodness. And I take it that Betty's not a kid. Pimples are, when they're all over the arms anyway, they can be due to a couple things. Now, she didn't describe the pimples, and that is really important. If they're pimples that are white, that can be some kind of allergic reaction. But if they're pimples that are just bumpy, that's a condition called KP, which stands for keratosis pyloris. Some people call it chicken skin. And that is a classic, and I mean a classic, sign of vitamin A deficiency. And so what you want to do if that happens, and it happens a lot. And by the way, vitamin A is phenomenally important for the skin. A lot of folks who are listening to this program probably have heard of retinol and retinoic acid, which are considered to be go-to topical skincare ingredients. And they're just forms of vitamin A. Take an oral vitamin A, 10 to 20,000 international units a day, which is way higher than the recommended daily allowance. You know, the RDAs. You know what I call the RDAs, George?
What's that?
The ridiculous deficiency allowance.
I love it.
Right. It's designed to keep you ridiculously deprived of what you need. Anyway, 10 to 20,000 IU a day of vitamin A, which is higher than the RDA, taken internally and then using retinol topically on it can help if that's the kind of pimple she's talking about.
I take a multiple vitamin for men daily and Tangy Tangerine daily in addition to all the other supplements I take.
You're a smart man, George.
But with a multiple, though, and Tangy, am I getting what I need?
I probably need more. Is that all? That's all.
I'm taking a whole bunch of other supplements.
You're taking a bunch of other stuff, but that's not going to just the two alone. The Beyond Tang Tangerine is not designed to be a multiple vitamin. It's designed to provide you with water-soluble nutrients that are urinated out when you drink a lot of water, especially the B complex vitamins and the electrolytes. And let me tell you something. The B complex vitamins are so underappreciated for energy, for the digestive system, for a condition that's called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. You know, a lot of folks deal with chronic constipation. Vitamin B1, which is thiamine deficiency, will cause chronic constipation. It'll slow up the digestive tract. Nobody is talking about this. There's a condition called beriberi. Have you heard of this disease?
I've heard of beriberi.
Right?
Yeah.
Beriberi is.
It was in Vietnam a lot, wasn't it?
It was discovered in Asia, and this is when they discovered. This is actually when they discovered vitamins. That was the first vitamin to be discovered, was the vitamin that took care of beriberi. Beriberi is Swahili for I can't, because when you have this deficiency, which is in vitamin B1, you can't move. But what people don't realize is you can have gastrointestinal beriberi, which is when your digestive system says, I can't. And that's when you get clogged up. And thiamine deficiency, vitamin B1 deficiency, is a hidden cause of digestive problems, many digestive problems, including heartburn, acid reflux, and chronic constipation. And it's packed, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is packed with thiamine. The RDA of thiamine is around 1 milligram or so, 1.5 milligrams. You get 30 milligrams. And it's completely non-toxic.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Slam it. Let's set another record. We're going to start right after the break. Calls with pharmacist Ben and calls next hour. So if you have a question about your health or the health of your friend or your loved ones or your children, give pharmacist Ben a call, and he'll make some recommendations for you. And again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, thank you again for what you do, and we'll be back with calls with you in a second, all right? And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Here's that phone number to call for assistance. They're taking notes to everything Ben says. 1-855-949-7234. Call them tonight, call them tomorrow, call them next week. Somebody will answer the phone. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. We're on our verge of setting another record with pharmacist Ben, so just hit that website and take a quick look at it. And we're going to take calls. If you don't get on this half hour, fret not, because next hour we're taking a full hour of calls with the pharmacist, Ben. How did you get involved in pharmacy, Ben?
You know, when I was a kid, I was one of those nerdy kids that had a chemistry set, you know.
I had one, too.
You had one, too.
You just called me a nerd.
Yeah, we were nerds. I got to own up to it, George. You know, only nerds had chemistry sets. But I was just always fascinated with chemistry. And then I got into weightlifting when I was a teenager, and when you're back in the day, probably it's the same way still. We were just fascinated with nutrition. We were always looking for an edge in nutrition, and I just got this idea that if I went to pharmacy school, I could study food as medicine. Well, come to find out that pharmacists don't do that, but I'd already enrolled in pharmacy school, so I stuck with it, and I'm glad I did because it really gave me a deep understanding of how biochemistry can interact with the body for better or worse, from a health and a therapeutic and a healing perspective.
Chemistry made you a better pharmacist.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times people ask me, what can I study? They want to study nutrition. What can I study to study nutrition or study health? I say study chemistry. And while, you know, a lot of folks are intimidated by chemistry, as it turns out, it really is not that intimidating if you understand how shapes work. It's basically just shape-shifting. And if you understand chemistry, George, you can understand not just nutrition, but you can understand pharmacy, and you can understand cooking, and you can understand plants and botany, and you can understand all kinds of stuff. Not only that, but if you understand chemistry, you can understand how to even talk to people, because chemistry is just how things interact, relationships. That's all chemistry is, the relationships of things to each other. And by being a chemist, that makes me an excellent nutritionist, as well as a skincare chemist, as well as a pharmacist.
Folks, as we go to pharmacist Ben, we're not giving you cures. We're trying to get you to feel better about your life and things that you've got going on.
I hate that word cure. This is about reversal. You know, cure is magic. There's no magic here. The body can turn on a dime if we turn on a dime. And when we're sick and we're not feeling as good as we should, there's a process that's happening. And all we got to do is just turn that thing around. And this is just in the body's nature to heal itself. George, the body wants to heal itself. The body wants to be healthy. And that's why so many people start taking the Healthy Start Pack, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, start to employ some of these strategies. Their blood pressure drops. They lose weight. Their eyesight improves. All the markers of health improve because it's in the body's nature to recover.
Let's start with calls. First-time caller Linda's with us in Las Vegas. Hey, Linda, welcome.
Hey, Linda.
Hello.
Good to have you with us.
I had a stroke about 3 years ago, and they gave me that TPA in the hospital, and that really saved my life. But anyway, they got me on this 40 milligrams of Atorvastatin and baby aspirin. But I've been doing the cayenne pepper instead of the aspirin because I read a lot, and I got a lot of different vitamins I take. And I just want to know his thoughts on the vitamins I should be taking. And I did cut my Atorvastatin in half. I really don't like taking it, but I'm doing what the doctor says partly.
Well, yeah, you should do what your doctor says.
Always,
you don't
always,
want to just
absolutely.
Get...
Absolutely. And, you know, if people like to, they want to take some of these strategies and protocols and advice that we give on this program, work with your doctor. Doctors are there to help you, and... it's not fair for another healthcare professional to come along and say, don't do this. You got to work with your doctor on everything. That being said, it's your right to do whatever you want to do. You know, a lot of people feel intimidated by their medical professional. It's your body, and it's your right to do whatever you want to do. Work with your doctor. If you're going to see a doctor, work with your doctor, but it's your right to do what you need to do. Now as far as stroke goes, Youngevity made it very simple. I would get on the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack right away. A stroke is when you lose oxygen to the brain. To your brain, and parts of your brain, unfortunately, die. And so you can have some severe problems. But you want to prevent strokes from happening again. You want to prevent blood clots from happening again. That's why they gave you the TPA. Now, here's the thing. George, have you heard, and Linda, you probably heard this, it sounds like you have, that baby aspirins are now a problem?
I heard that. I don't agree with it, but I heard that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFA and ultimate EFA plus, are nature's aspirin. They have the same mechanism as aspirin, but they're not toxic. And you have multiple benefits. So anybody who's using a baby aspirin should consider using essential fatty acids. You'll get the same benefits, the same effects, the same blood thinning effects, but you get multiple benefits, including skin benefits and brain health benefits and hormone benefits. Ultimate EFAs are like a natural form of estrogen for women who are on estrogen replacement. There are so many incredible benefits to essential fatty acids, it's hard to even list them all. You know, when I do my talk, sometimes I'll ask people how many people have dry skin, and almost everybody raises their hand. And this is in a country where we sell $14 billion a year in moisturizing creams. Do you know, in a laboratory, if you want to induce dry skin, scaly skin, itchy skin in a laboratory animal, you know what you do? You rob it of essential fatty acids. You take the EFAs out, and within a week, the animal has dry skin and scaly skin.
Interesting.
Right? So how many people who have dry skin are simply suffering from an EFA deficiency, and they don't even know it, and they're using moisturizers, which, by the way, make dry skin even worse in the long run. Get on the ultimate EFAs, and not only will you have a baby aspirin-like effects, but you'll improve your skin health, and you'll improve your hormone health, and you'll improve your brain health, and on and on and on. Great for people dealing with inflammatory arthritis, too, by the way.
Ben, what causes a stroke like Linda had?
Blood that's not moving, blood that's clotting, blood that's not circulating.
Too thick?
What's that?
Is it too thick?
Too thick. Why is it thick? Because stuff's getting in. I've been talking about this for decades. It's called dirty blood. And dirty blood is blood that has basically pus in it from an infection, from toxins that leak in through the through a leaky gut, through the intestine. There's a connection between the bloodstream and the intestine, and over time, as we have problems in the intestine with our bacteria, which is a whole other issue, the lining of the intestinal wall becomes porous, and stuff gets into the blood, and this initiates an immune reaction. Then the blood becomes thick, and so by working on digestive health, working on leaky gut, you can go a long way towards improving the circulation of the blood. But there's more. Moving your body, like you talked about earlier, deep breathing. Oxygen's a blood thinner, George. Do you know oxygen's a blood thinner? That's one of the most important things you could do if you're dealing with sticky blood or DVT. Have you heard of this deep vein thrombosis issue?
Oh, yeah,
clotting
absolutely.
Issue? Oxygen and essential fatty acids and working on a leaky gut. And these are vitamin C and vitamin E. There are so many ways that we can do this. It breaks my heart to see people suffering with diseases and with long-term chronic health challenges when there's so many strategies available to them that nobody's telling them that.
Thanks, Linda. Hope everything works out for you. And again, here's that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. They're taking notes to what Ben is saying. Cindy's truck driving in New Mexico. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Go ahead.
I was diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension back in 2012. I take a drug called Letairis, and then I also take Cialis. And I've been on those since then. And oxygen, I mean, that's one of the biggest things is oxygen.
You know,
is there any kind of thing I can be taking that will help?
I didn't quite hear everything you were saying. I heard pulmonary hypertension. And pulmonary hypertension is another form of hypertension that has to do with the lungs in this case. But hypertension is a very interesting issue. I don't know if you heard the latest on the World Health Organization came out with a hypertension report a couple days ago. I think maybe it was today. It's either today or yesterday. It turns out, George, you know, 80 million Americans have hypertension, and they call it essential hypertension. A lot of it they call essential hypertension, most of it, and meaning they don't know what causes it. They just think it just happens. Some 60 million Americans are on these blood pressure-lowering drugs, which are among the most toxic, deadly drugs in the whole pharmacopoeia, and that's saying something because there's a lot of toxic drugs. For high blood pressure, there's many things you could do. For one thing, we talked about the relationship between the digestive system and the circulatory system, working on the leaky gut issue. Longevity, by the way, has a great product, which we don't talk about enough, called I-26, which is ideal for people who are dealing with messed up bacteria in the intestine, a condition called SIBO, and that's related to high blood pressure. Nutritional deficiencies are related to high blood pressure. What's your favorite mineral, George? That's the best mineral antihypertensive, magnesium.
I like magnesium, and I'm going to talk to you about. I've been seeing commercials for hyaluronic acid.
Ah, you must crack up every time you see it. There's a lot of commercials out there for that now. That's getting popular. And then also, we talked earlier about the B complex. The B complex are super valuable for pulmonary all hypertension, pulmonary or otherwise. Get on the healthy brain and heart pack. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine will get you your B complex, especially thiamine, B1. Another very underappreciated vitamin for folks dealing with hypertension, and the ultimate niacin, as well as the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the healthy brain and heart pack.
I like the name of this supplement, GABA.
I know. I like that, too. You know what? GABA is, oh, my God, that is one of my all-time favorites. There's a drug that mimics GABA. GABA is so important that even the drug companies know about it, and they have come up with a drug that mimics it called gabapentin or Neurontin. GABA is a phenomenal calming agent. It's used for seizure disorders. Gabapentin is used for seizure disorders, but you can take your own GABA if you have a tendency for seizures or migraine headaches or problem sleeping or muscle contractions or any kind of stimulating type of health challenge. GABA calms everything down. It's a natural brain chemical, and guess what, George? It's made from gut bacteria in the body. It's made from gut bacteria's response to fiber. And it turns out that when you eat fiber, bacteria will chew on that fiber and release this amazing compound, which is turned into GABA. This stuff is called butyric acid, and that's where we get the term butter from, by the way. Butter is like has a precursor to GABA in it. Hopefully nobody's eating margarine these days. Butter is amazing. Yeah,
butter is much better than margarine.
Oh, my God, it's so much better. It's like a health food, butter is. And so anyway, butter gets the term butter comes from butyric acid. GABA is gamma amino butyric acid. And this butyric acid stuff is one of the most important things you could do to protect the health of your colon. In fact, it's been shown to be protective against colon cancer, in addition to having all these wonderful brain health benefits and helps you make GABA.
Doc likes cholesterol, but can it get too high?
Well, it does get too high, but it doesn't get too high because you're eating cholesterol. It gets high because you're eating sugar. No, here's the thing, George. Cholesterol is a building substance. Bodybuilders have higher cholesterol.
It's great for the brain, isn't it?
It's great for everything. It's the difference between you and a fern plant. Cholesterol is only made by animals. Plants don't make cholesterol. Cholesterol is the movement molecule. It's the nerve molecule, the brain molecule. It's the molecule that separates us from the plant kingdom. So it's critical for movement. It's critical for growth. It's critical for repair. It's critical for brain health. It's critical for muscle health. And here's the thing. When we eat sugar, George, we trick the body into thinking it's supposed to be building. So the building chemistry kicks in. So we're tricking our body into thinking it's supposed to be building by eating all the sugar and the refined carbohydrates. So if you want to drop your cholesterol, treat yourself like a diabetic, whether or not you've been diagnosed. And what will happen is your cholesterol will naturally drop like a stone without needing any drugs. Get on the ultimate niacin. Watch what happens to your cholesterol. Get on the healthy blood sugar pack. Watch what happens to your cholesterol. Chromium, vanadium, niacin, the B vitamins, all the nutrients that help you process sugar naturally lower your cholesterol. And let me tell you something, those statin drugs, they're not the worst drugs in the world, but they still have an effect on lowering things like coenzyme Q10 that are critical for heart health. So ironically, the statin drugs could be making your heart health even worse, and that's maybe where the heart attacks come from. Even though people aren't statin drugs, they get heart attacks.
Well, you have to supplement with CoQ10.
Heck yeah.
If you're taking a statin.
Heck yeah, you should. But why take a statin when you have all these other options available to you that don't require any intervention from a doctor and have multiple benefits, not just don't have side effects, they have multiple benefits.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take calls with Pharmacist Ben next hour as well. Those of you on hold, just hang there. We will get to you when we come back after the break. It's amazing how many people you and Doc help, Ben.
You know what? It's my pleasure, my honor to be able to do that, George. That's the greatest gift. The greatest gift that can be given to me is the gift to be able to help other people.
You ever get stopped in the street with people, maybe they don't recognize you, but they know your name?
you know, not that often. You get stopped on the street all the time.
A lot.
I remember walking with you, and I couldn't even walk a block without everybody mopping you. By the way, George, you tell me I do a great job. You do an amazing job. You are making a huge difference in the world, and thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Ben, and we will keep at it, of course. As this Thursday, we are going into fall. This is a fast year, folks. It really is, and we've got lots going on for the entire year here on Coast to Coast. And we'll be live on Thanksgiving. We'll be live on Christmas night. I've got my weekend people working Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. I'll be there on New Year's night. We're not leaving you. We'll be back with more and your calls on Coast to Coast AM.